practice that in particular.
Yeah. Let's see how the rest of the rehearsal goes.
Okay.
But yes, we'll email that out tomorrow.
Okay. There's your challenge. Next week we'll have social, so we'll be half an hour early downstairs in just follow the noise. Downstairs here.
And turn left.
And turn left. Yeah, don't just follow the noise because it might be the other choir. Yeah. And we don't want you to join that. You have to memorize everything, so don't. Just a reminder about the ESDG date when you go down to sing with Sean's other choir.
Yes.
That is May 3rd, so put that on your calendar. We will be having soloists for our concert, and we would like to offer the opportunity to sponsor a soloist if you would like to make a donation for that cause, and you will get a tax receipt. So you just pay Russ, who doesn't seem to be here. Oh, yes, he is. Sorry. Do we have a number for that, or should we just see if anybody's interested?
We can send that out into the email in the email tomorrow as well.
Yeah, okay. Good idea. And the last thing I just want to say is personal about Haydn, since I sent out that little note to everybody. The Mass that you have, you will see English, but that is written so that it's singable in English. The English is not the translation of the Latin that you're singing, by and large. It is sometimes, but a lot of the time it really deviates. For instance, in the part that we sang that is the Latin, he came down from heaven, it's descending notes, which makes sense, but it's got completely other words there. So if you don't know the meaning of the Latin, look it up, it really makes more sense.
There is a pronunciation guide on the practice site.
Yeah.
With translation.
Yeah, and use that practice site, it's really great. It'll make you sing fast. Faster.